No problem. Hello. How's it going, everybody? A lot of people in this room. Didn't really expect so many. This is wonderful. Thank you for coming to see us. Just want to say that we want to talk today about mutation testing. That's what we're here for. If you like this penguin, does anyone not like this penguin? Just you. Okay. Personal vendetta. Noted. This is a penguin generated by Dolly. Hopefully it's friendly enough, because this is going to be kind of part of our talk. We're going to see a lot of penguins in this talk. So if anyone has a personal objection to penguins, please speak now. Otherwise, if you like penguins, can I get a hand up just to see? Are we cool with that? Awesome. I've never seen so many people kind of sort of want to put their hands up but not really be sure. I absolutely love the energy in this room. So my name's Max. I'm this guy. As you can tell, I'm also this guy, but I'm here to talk to you about mutation testing. I work for a company called Vonage, and I'm a Python developer advocate there. Now, what that means is that I maintain our Python tooling, and so I'm kind of here to talk about mutation testing, because I've just kind of went through this process myself of understanding all this stuff and applying it to my own work, and so I want to show you kind of how that went. But with me, not only do I have the tallest person in the room, stand up straight.
Ah, you're the tallest.
I don't know, this person's 196 centimeters tall. I'm like 177. I'm not sure, I promise. I'm average in Britain. So in this place, right? So this person knows a lot more about mutation testing than me. I'm really not the expert here, but I just want to say this is Paco, if you want to...
Yes, so I'm Paco. I work for OpenValue, a small consultancy company in the Netherlands. And I got into mutation testing via my thesis. So when I wrote my thesis on test effectiveness, I wanted to learn more about mutation. Also, after that, I got into speaking at conferences and more spreading the word about this quite awesome tool. And I hope that at the end of the talk, you have another cool tool in your toolbox to write better code.
Awesome. So if we're cool with that, we do have to do the obligatory, these companies paid for us to come here and paid for our flights and stuff. So, you know, what my company does, I'll just quickly tell you. So we do communications APIs as a service, basically. So things like SMS, like voice calls, like video chats, like two-factor authentication, all via API. That's kind of what we do. That's really just what I want to say. And it is relevant because I'll show you what I actually applied this to, which was one of our SDKs.
Yeah, so for me, we don't actually have a product to sell. Also, definitely didn't fly here from the Netherlands, just to want to make that sure. it's just a two-hour car drive. So we're here just a consultancy company, and we really like to share knowledge. So that's mostly the reason why I'm here, to tell you more and teach you more. So quite simple.
Yeah, he doesn't have the funding crush that I do, unfortunately. So luckily, we're all good. So there's two of us on this talk. There's two of us here, and actually, there is a third person in this talk. We've seen a hint about this person already, but this person's really the thing that's going to tie this whole talk together, and it's going to get us all feeling good about mutation testing. So this person's very important, so say hello to Henry. This is Henry. Look at his little face. Heck yeah. Okay, hands up if you think Henry's a cute AF penguin. As Frick. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm